Hey, welcome to Life Success. I'm your host, Laurie, and we are talking about scientific studies of positive thinking, how and show the right mindset can be. We need to overcome the negative influences in our lives, and of course, the two chemicals basically control our motivation. And happiness, when it comes to positive thinking and dopamine and serotonin, when you focus on the good things in your life, it helps to put things in better perspective and make it easier to find silver lining in difficult situations. Use positive affirmations, repeat over and over, helps rewire the brain and can have a positive effect on your mood and outlook. Now, we all know that positive thinking with positive thoughts and positive attitudes is positive thinking, right? Lead to direct positive health outcome. When we look at things and compare the most optimistic and least and most, we have reduced the risk of dying of some disease, says Dr. Eric Kim, Harvard Medical School, neuroscientist, professor. Dr. Andrew Huberman specializes in how our brains react in different triggers and has performed groundbreaking studies on brain development. So positive thinking makes significant differences in our minds and our lives. So we need to really look at positive thinking and dopamine and serotonin. Our bodies release dopamine when we accomplish our goals and gives us that rush, that excitement, you know, and we need to think about it in a different perspective. So how do we rewrite these things? Well, it pretty much comes down to habit one, creating a vision and life-fulfilling goals. This is where our dopamine comes to life and achieve the way you give your brain your fuel it needs to think positively about succeeding at those goals. The best part is that your vision doesn't need to be life-altering, but it really needs to be really something that lights you up and makes you feel good, right? And when it comes to habit two, expressing gratitude. Having gratitude plays a huge role in how we think and perceive things. So let's look at it in a different aspect, an impact on our attitude. And if you express how grateful for the things that you have in your life, then yeah, you know, it's a different story. And attitude will suffer if you do the opposite. And when you live from your place of gratitude, you will think, you will follow something positive in your life. And really, being mindful of these things, and life absolutely sucks ass when you, woe's me, my life bloody sucks, blah, 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 you know. When we struggle with these things and not realize the realization, it really brings to light that we are in a different perspective in life. So really, going, woe's me, my love sucks, blah, 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 you know, going, woe's me 24/7, it's not going to solve the problem and it's going to make people run a mile. So the more you think differently and the more you think more positive, the more people will hang around as well. And refusing to acknowledge the moments isn't a healthy way to handle them either. However, if you look back on those low points in your life, wow, that was terrible, but look at where I am now. I've turned myself around into a hero of your own story instead of a victim. When I went through tragedy of my own siblings when they committed suicide, you know, it wasn't easy, but I got through it with courage, with strength. And that takes courage in life to do. You know, it wasn't easy, but I learned the tools of CBT, Cognitive Behavioural Therapy, and journaling also helps. And using tools that help you get through those times when you struggle with it. You know, it's not easy, I know, but when you got support, it makes it a lot easier. But utilizing these tools daily makes a huge difference when you're in a better place. So doing the best we can is the only way out. And that's something I learned from my own experience. And talking positive self-talk on a regular basis, saying affirmations to yourself over and over and over, helps us to think more positively, even though it may not be easy at that time. But the more you do it, the easier it will be in time. It's not going to be an easy mission, but positive self-talk is something that goes hand in hand with living from a place of gratitude as well. According to All-Star punter and Super Bowl champion Steve Weatherford, self-talk is key to manifesting a positive attitude when you go into something believing you will achieve it. You can change your life. And that's something I definitely agree with, because we all go through something and it's not that simple. It's damn bloody hard. But we've got to find a way through it and do the best we can with courage and strength. If we don't face it, where are we going to go? How are we going to deal with it? You know? And I hope this actually helps you to see things in a different perspective with a different mindset. And go, okay, this is what my mission will be. This is my journey. I will definitely come across something a lot more different in life. I will see you guys on the next episode.